Welcome to The Storytellers on WSIU Radio. I'm Ryan Kinsella. These original tales were recorded live at the 4th Annual Storytelling Festival in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, in April 2011. The following is told by Ann Dotterman. It's a tale of one family's dream home and a bittersweet ending.
My name is Ann Dotterman. I'm from Anna, Illinois. And a story that's always captured my heart is the story of my parents' home. And it's the home in which we all grew up. It was called Jen's Dream Home. And when during World War II, my father was not capable of going overseas, and so they moved to Detroit to work in the, he worked in the tank factory. The only money they had as young married couple and two small children was enough to drive around on Sundays and look at homes, and she found a home that she loved. And every Sunday they would drive past the home, and they eventually began to call it Jen's Dream House. Unbeknownst to my mother, before they left Detroit, my dad went to the owner of the home and asked for the blueprints, and he was kind enough to give them to him. They moved back to Carbondale, Illinois, which is where they were from. And again, unbeknownst to my mother at the beginning, my dad purchased property and began to build Jen's dream home, identical to the one in Detroit. They lived there 52 years. And in fact, my dad unfortunately passed away on the front steps of the house. But that's probably the only place that he would want to have passed away. They raised four children in the house, and learned then that my mother was not able to stay. It was very difficult for her to make that decision, but it was a large home. She couldn't stay, couldn't take care of it. We had to sell it. We sold the home, moved my mother to Anna, Illinois, so that she could be near us, near me. And within 3 months, maybe six at the most, the house burned. And when we got the call that the house was burning, we were devastated, and we knew my mother would be devastated. My brother, my sisters, and I convened at the house, and the three fire departments had been called in, and it did burn, but it basically kind of gutted it. The fire department caught it early. So at any rate, we stood at the end of the day in the drive and discussed who was going to tell my mother that Jen's dream home had burned to the ground. Well, not to the ground, I'm sorry, it had burned. And eventually it was decided it would be me, as I lived the closest. And so my husband and I went to her apartment, and I sat down next to her and put my arm around her, and I said, "Mom, I have some bad news." And she said, "What would that be? What?" And I said, "Well, our house burned down today." "Oh, honey," she said, "I'm so sorry. Where are you going to live?" And I said, "No, Mom, I'm sorry." I said, "It's the your house, the house that you and Dad built, our house that we lived in, grew up in, your home, burned today. And I'm so sorry to tell you that." She said, "Well, I'll be darned. Have you called Aunt Lynn? And are you going to the picnic on Sunday? And what's the weather supposed to be this weekend?" And just... we were just completely dumbstruck, because it wasn't, we thought she's in shock. She wasn't in shock. She was quite pleased that the house was gone. She didn't want anyone else to live in Jen's dream house. And so they didn't. And it was hers, always hers, and now will always have been hers.
You've been listening to The Storytellers. Selected readings were recorded live during the 4th Annual Cape Girardeau Storytelling Festival in April 2011. This year's festival runs April 13th to the 15th. Be sure to explore all of last year's storytellers online at wsiu.org. WSIU Radio is a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University Carbondale. I'm Ryan Kinsella.